announcing the departure of the Transcontinental Holiday Flight International Musical Melodies. Would Deborah Cox please report to the flight desk?
Well, hello everybody, it's your genial tour guide here, Damon Cox, for another part of our journey on the International Musical Melodies Tour. It's hard to believe that this is the fourth week we've been away, and on this leg of the journey we're travelling from India to China via Singapore and Java. Well, for the first part of this journey we're starting in India, and I've separated the songs into two categories. The first song actually has nothing to do with the country India, apart from the fact that in the title it's got the name Indian in it. I shall explain. The song was first published The Call, but later got changed to The Indian Love Call, and it's a popular song from Rosemary, a 1924 operetta-style Broadway musical with music by Rudolf Frimmel and Herbert Stothart. When Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald performed the song as a duet in the 1936 film version of Rosemary, it was a hit that remained a signature song for the two singers throughout their careers. As featured in the 1936 film version, Nelson Eddy as Sergeant Bruce and Jeanette MacDonald as Rosemary were alone by a lakeside campfire. They hear a distant and haunting call across the lake, which Bruce tells her is just an Indian. They listen and hear in the distance a mysterious feminine-like voice makes its reply. The rest of the scene has been summarised thus. It's an old Indian legend, he tells her. Years ago, two lovers from different tribes met here. Their families were enemies, sort of a Romeo and Juliet affair. They were discovered and sentenced to die, but their spirits still live. When a lover gives a call, their spirits echo it, sending it on until it reaches the one he loves. Rosemary is moved by the beauty of it. She stands at the edge of the lake and gives the haunting call. Sergeant Bruce takes it up and sings the classic Indian love call. Well, we haven't got Nelson Eddy or Jeanette MacDonald with us, but we do have George Wright, and he is more than musical enough to tackle this beautiful ballad. Thank you. Well, with that somewhat dubious link, here's another two songs written about India. The first, Song of India, is a popular song adapted from the Arya, which, when translated, is Song of the Indian Guest, from Rimsky-Korsakov's 1896 opera, Sadko. In January 1937, Tommy Dorsey recorded an instrumental jazz arrangement which became a jazz standard. And here to play that is Howard Beaumont. And straight after that is a beautiful ballad called Indian Summer, which was written as a piano piece in 1919 by Victor Herbert. And lyrics followed later, written by Al Dubin in 1939. Rock critic Alec Wilder said, "Perhaps some of Indian Summer's success as a jazz tune is that it bears no European mark. The melody sings marvellously throughout, without a single cliché or letdown." Well, it's a beautiful song, and even better when played by Buddy Cole. But first, Song of India and Howard Beaumont.
Thank you.
Song of India with Howard Beaumont and Indian Summer with Buddy Cole, as we leave the beautiful country of India behind and travel south on a somewhat unorthodox travel line to Singapore. The next song was written by Peter DeRose and Benny Hill. Although now obscure, it had some measure of popularity in the 30s and 40s, marketed by a number of high-profile performances. The music writer Will Friedwald places the song in a long list of intercultural, interracial romances that never can be, with other Orientalist compositions such as Poor Butterfly. Well, the clue to the song's title is obviously in the country, and that's why we're on a little street in Singapore. And with us is Mark Herman. Well, from Singapore, we take a quick jaunt down to Java, which incidentally is the title of the next song. And it's an instrumental adaptation from a 1958 LP of piano compositions written by Alan Toussaint. And it was first released in its current form in 1964. And here to play Java is Chris McPhee. Chris McPhee and Java. As we leave Java behind, we travel north to the heart of the Orient, and that's China. Our stay in China covers a few traditional Oriental melodies as well as some Western interpretations also. And we'll start off with a Western one written by Frank Losser and published in 1948. It's called On a Slow Boat to China, which is incidentally how we're getting from Java to China. Frank Losser's daughter, Susan Losser, the authored biography of her father, wrote, "I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China," was a well-known phrase among poker players, referring to a person who lost steadily and handsomely. And my father turned it into a romantic song, placing the title in the mainstream of catchphrases in 1947. Well, captain of that slow boat to China on this occasion is Jim Riggs.
Thank you.
Well, we've now docked that slow boat with Jim Riggs at the wheel, and we've now got two more little stops to take in China. The first was composed by the Japanese writing duo of Yaso Seijo and Nobuo Yuki Takayoka in 1953. And incidentally, I hope I got the pronunciation right there. And here's what our artist has to say. It has all the attributes of an oriental fantasy associated with movie scenes of Chinatown, opium dens, and the oriental girl who must be rescued. The atmosphere is rich in Eastern-style instrumentation, rhythmical effects, consecutive fourth melodic lines, and the percussions common to oriental music with a Western twist. And that artist is Jerry Nagano. The song is called China Night. And straight after that is Chinatown, My Chinatown, which was written by William Jerome and Gene Schwartz in 1906 and later incorporated into the musical Up and Down Broadway in 1910. Schwartz incorporated Chinese musical forms into Western music for the melody. The original tempo of the song was slow, but later it was adapted to a foxtrot tempo, reflecting the popularity of the dance, and later still, jazz musicians played the song at hot jazz tempo. And in 1961, Reginald Dixon played the song in the Blackpool-style tempo. But first, China Night and Jerry Nagano. Thank you. China Night and Chinatown My Chinatown, bringing this leg of the journey to a close. Next week, it's a big jump from Japan to Canada, so I look forward to being able to guide you through musically some more of the world next Monday. So from your tour guide, stay safe.